Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome at our first Ahold Delhaize Capital Markets Day. Thanks for joining us this morning here in London. Let me take you through the agenda briefly. Dick will start with a strategy update, Better Together. Hanneke will then zoom in on digital and e-commerce. Frans is going to talk about integration and synergies. And finally, Jeff will share with you our future financial framework. After each presentation, there will be a few minutes for Q&A, I would say for clarification purposes only. And there is, as you can see in the, on the agenda, ample time between 12 and 1 for further dialogue and discussion with the presenters. So without further ado, let's start the program.
So I was hoping you liked the video. Thank you for joining us here this morning in London. It is a beautiful building. Nice weather outside, but we're sitting inside. A beautiful day and a fantastic location. Old, historical, that just also how historical most of our brands are. We'll celebrate next year the 150 years of Delhaize, 130 years of the last supermarkets in Belgium, the 130 years of Albert Heijn and the 60 years of Food Lion. So we have a lot to celebrate also next year in 2017, as you can imagine. But first of all, we're happy to announce to you today also and this morning, going through quite some updates for you, for our investors, our analysts, our followers around the globe who have been following us during this journey. And I can tell you, how proud Frans and myself are together with Jeff today and Hanneke here to be here also telling our story and giving guidance for the future, how we think this company will develop and continue to develop themselves with our purpose. And as you see behind me, the purpose is together. We build great local brands, bringing fresh inspiration every day. And that's also what it's all about. It's about better together. You see here the highlights, and we called our strategy Better Together. And it's of course easy to say, look, Better Together, that's because of Ahold and Delhaize. For sure, that's one of the reasons it's Better Together, because we certainly believe it is better together. But as you can see also on today's press release, there's more which we can bring together as Better Together. It refers to our new group. It refers to a merger of two complementary companies. It refers to two large businesses with a presence on both sides of the ocean. But also together means, in this case, to actively share best practices, to learn from each other, and to realize benefits, realize our benefits of scale. together with our brands, with our associates, with our communities, with our stakeholders, all we serve around the globe. That's what Better Together strategy means. And what you can see behind me is the takeaways of the press release this morning. I'm sure you've read it already, so we'll not go through all the highlights here. And we'll touch upon today most of these highlights. As Henk-Jan said, we're going to go through most of these elements when we talk to you about the strategy, online, e-commerce, the integration, the work Frans is heading, and Jeff on the financials. And then we have plenty of time with you to share your questions with us. What we did also, and you can see that on my slide here and behind, is that, first of all, when we developed our strategy going forward as a company, we looked at our trends, the key trends we have as a company, what we see around the globe. And I'm sure when you follow companies like Ahold Delhaize and you follow other retail companies, you will be not surprised about these trends. More value, more convenience, more fresh and healthy, and more personal. I will dig a bit deeper in it. And on the other hand, you can see on this slide the key strengths. What is the strengths of our company? What are we bringing together? And our commitment. Our commitment to succeed. And we, as a team, as a leadership, clearly believe this company has been built of great leaders around the globe who are well known for execution and integration over the last decades in retail. And I think that's also important. We have a lot of experience on retail around us in the organization. Let's go to the first, to the trends, which we would like to share with you. Value, and it's not new. I'm sure it's not new. Customers, our consumers, are continuously looking for value. And not only driven by increased budget consciousness in the wake of the post-2008 downturn, but it's all around us. And it's smart to be a value thinker at the same time. And at the other end, and at the other perspective, in a way, to look at also at the same time for premium products. To look at products which are healthy, which are more nutritious, which are more indulged, or to give you also more of yourself in a product, and you see that back. So we see that our brands and our formats really answer and have to answer both of the equation. Moreover, and we also know that and experience that every day, there is 100% price transparency. We know every price. We can scrap online and we know everything. So even if you go online, you easily get the ranking of all the prices of the product. So transparency online and mobile technology is driving also the use of the mobile technology and how customers will shop. So that's another area where we clearly see a big step of our technology going forward. Another element, of course, is brands and what brands can do. So what can brands do for our building our price positioning? Because the generic national brands, everyone sells, and we know that. So what you see also over the last decade is that middle of the market is shrinking and top and bottom are more expanding. So we need, and we do, but we need to answer the customer needs, that the middle of our industry is shrinking, the top end is creating much more innovation, and at the same time with exclusive labels, so we can handle that, but also at the same time we see in the bottom end, value items coming up, and the value items are on a good quality, and that's why the shrinking middle is clearly there. And that's exactly where supermarkets play a great role. So when I go further for more value, we can go to the next point of our trends, which we can see in the world. So let's look at other trends we can see. Customers looking for convenience across all channels. Also not new, you would say. Okay, what is new, guys, on your trends? Yeah, the trends are there, and that's exactly what it is. That's how we play, and how we will play ourselves. Millennials in particular, but also other generation, are looking at more healthier and sustainable food. That's what they exactly are looking for. So that's also increased the popularity of these product categories. And that's an exciting opportunity for retailers like we are. And at the same time, the millennials doesn't know to cook. So how to cook a healthy meal? How do we make a healthy meal? And that's why, as well as home delivery, as well as in home replacement meals, like you see with the Alejandro box, or simple what you see in the kitchen, which is our new store in Hannaford, how to help our customers even to eat easier and to have a convenience meal in 20 minutes on the table. But still, it should be healthy, and it should be increasingly important for them where it comes from. So multiple channels at the same time for easy shopping and buying and ordering, smaller store formats. And that's exactly where this company is so great in. We don't have the heritage of very large fleets of stores. We don't have hypermarkets, supercenters, whatever. We are focused all our life on building supermarkets and smaller stores. And of course, at the same time, multiple delivery options. That's what customers are looking for. Wherever you are in the world, by the way, if you are in the Netherlands, America, well, I was last week in Indonesia to visit our joint venture there, you see exactly the same happening. People are looking for online. It's the mobile apps were helping them to guide them through their shopping experience. So that's about health and well-being. And we've seen that health and well-being is an important element of our industry today. We all know that all the diet-related diseases, so obesitas, etc., are helping us even to help our customers in a better way to create healthier options. And at the same time, sourcing fresh food, knowing where the products are coming from, sustainability is something which is at the heart of our industry, what our customers are expecting from us. And we all know, and we are at the forefront, and we need to be on the forefront of that. So connecting on that. Another point which is very important for our customers is personal relevance, as you can see in the next slide. Customer demand real, relevant, and personalized offers. They don't want to have offers which they don't like or they don't want. They want to have their offers. Mobile e-commerce will make up 45% of total e-commerce in 2020. So everything will go by mobile devices almost. And as you know, young but old, everybody is using their phone as the primary device nowadays. And increasingly, we see the use of Apple Pay or all kind of other payment systems which are connected directly to your mobile devices. So it makes it even easier for your mobile checkout, as we do in a lot of our stores now, in convenience stores, where the only thing you need to do is to connect your phone to the checkout, and then wireless, you already paid your product. So simplifying, making it easier for customers, that's exactly what they're looking for. And personal is also something what customers want to bring back, what we need to bring back to our customers. As you know, I'm grown up in retail, and I started in my whole life in retail 50 years ago, 60 years ago almost, in my father's store, and understanding even better the customers there. And my father knew all the customers by heart, because he knew the 300 customers he was serving from the small store. Nowadays, we have millions of customers, and we know from big data we can help them to shop easier without knowing the customer really face-to-face. On the other hand, also at the same time, customers are looking for personal relationship. So how can we help with an online device, with knowing them better, with the data we have available, how can we help customers even to shop with us in an easy way? That's what customers are looking for. So this is all about personal. This is also what we see with our customer profiling. They are different. They are not anymore the same. Customers are not the same. You cannot put them in one box. They are all different. And we need to work with our devices, with our online technology, how we can create stores, retail outlets, which are much more tailored on the customer needs of today. And they are different than 100 years ago, 30 years ago. So combining advanced data analytics with a good execution, localizing strategies, how to have the right store at the right place, is really can provide retailers for a really competitive edge. So let's go to the key strengths of our company, because we are well placed for this. And as you can see in this slide, we're highlighting a couple of the great things we have. We are a 60 billion company. We are creating good underlying margins, as you can see, with 3.5%. We have a free cash flow, 1.7 billion. Market cap of 23 billion. This was not 2015, though. So you see a lot of, let's say, and the market cap was 2016 to be, and 375,000 customers around, employees around the world, serving more than 50 million customers on a weekly basis. So we're leading supermarkets in our core markets. We're a leading omnichannel retailer. And we have learned how to help our customers in a more convenient way to shop in our smaller formats. It's one, both sides of Ahold and Delhaize reflects, hopefully, as you can see, in our company going forward as a strong benefit of both companies coming together. We are based on both sides of the ocean. That's an enormous best practice we can share with our colleagues in the US. For instance, with all the discussions about discount today, of course, they have direct access to what our discounters are doing in the European market. That's a great benefit we can offer with having on both sides of the ocean businesses. We can use our financial and our sustainable business model as a going forward model for all our businesses. And we develop great opportunities for our people around the globe. And we continue to invest via our sustainability targets in better well-being of our customers and communities around the globe. We already said our center of our strategy is in a way focused on our great local brands. And we'll give you a couple of great examples here. And you can see all the brands here on one slide. This is who we are. Great local brands with a long history. We are number one and two in the US and the DMAs, so designated market areas, as defined by Nielsen, representing 80% of our US sales. So in 80% of our US sales, we're number one and two in all these markets. That's a strong position because it's also important which real estate, where you are based, which stores you have. If you look at the Netherlands, number one, and Belgium, number two, and you see the whole list of great positions in the respective market. So that means that we have a strong, a very strong and experienced leadership in all these markets where we can benefit as an organization even more. So local brands, and I'm using that word a lot, because that also differentiates us. Local brands means that we can be seen as their historical retail brand of a long time ago. We're not having one brand around the globe where people believe you that you are a big foreign company. We are local, where local is necessary, and we are global and use our scale where you can benefit from it. So all these things help us to create a great opportunity for our company. And I can only say with this leadership team, which you can see here on this in this slide, it's a privilege for me to work with my colleagues to work on this strategy. We built it together. We created with our leadership around the globe this model of our strategy going forward. And we created also the buy-in of everyone. And we did it recently with a big town hall meeting, a town hall, 2 days town hall session we did in Washington, D.C. And only 136 days old, this company already, if I've seen how we have been moving together with our teams around the globe, creating alignment on the future of the strategy, I think it's a remarkable delivery we have done as a team, as you can see here. Great colleagues to work on that mission, on that purpose of our company, and I'm privileged to work with my team here. And some of you will see today here and speak to you. So, what is our strategy? What is what it all brings us together? And you see all these elements bringing together in one simple, better together strategic framework. Now, let's look have a closer look on all the elements, and I will get you through it, and then hopefully you will never forget it, and you know what Ahold Delhaize is standing for. Because this is exactly what our A4 is. It's simple, it's understandable, and it has a huge buy-in of everyone around the globe. And that's good for us to hear. We were having our 2 days in Washington with the 350 around the globe. And honestly, when I went through the room, it was difficult to see where people came from. Was it coming from Delhaize or from Ahold? No, we all felt we're Ahold Delhaize from now on. And we really feel this is one company with one clear purpose. And that's why the purpose is so important. It brings us a destiny. It brings us an ambition. It brings us a future. And that's why you see on the next slide our purpose again. Together. What means together now, really? It's a simple sentence, which you can see in the back. But it is what brings together. Together, as I mentioned already in the beginning, is not bringing only the two companies together, but it means actively working together, actively sharing best practices, actively working between associates and our customers to be sure that they can deliver the best to their customers, and also on communities we serve on a daily basis. That's what together means. Together is working and making a great company around the globe together. Great local brands. I mentioned already the huge positions we have in our local markets. And again, although a lot of people have seen, of course, developments in the world about retail, but if you really look at what has been changing over the last decades a lot, is a shift from hypermarkets to discount. Supermarkets are today, as always, the core of the industry. And that's why it's so important for us to invest in supermarkets and to continue in our great local brands. It also gives the heritage, but also the pride and the proud for people working from Greece to the Netherlands to the US in their local environment. That's where they live in. And our industry is used with and has a lot of people around the globe working for us. But you know, at the end of the day, the micro situation of every store is where they love to work. And that's why associates are so important, and the local store, the local brand pride, is so important for our associates. So, and they, our associates, are bringing that all together. And the second part of our wording is, in a way, fresh inspiration. So what is really fresh inspiration? Sorry, I need to go one back. So here, fresh inspiration. Of course, it's about fresh. It's about knowing the supply chain. It's about our sustainability we have around fresh. But inspiration at the same time is also innovation. Create novelty, create new products, create also improvements in our stores on an everyday basis. So that's why fresh inspiration is a nice connotation of our purpose to bring that together. And every day, there is no day we don't bring something to our customers. It's every day, as we all know. So the sustainable business model, the next one in a way, it's our wheel. The wheel looks simple, but it is so important for our associates around the globe to understand why we use this wheel. And you can see here why the wheel is used. So we have to deliver our synergies. But on top of that, we deliver the synergies. But normally, and that's why the wheel is so important, we continue to work on driving costs out of our business. That's how it's so important to think about our safe for our customers. Jeff and Frans will talk more about it today also, about examples in our safe for our customers. But as you can see, it's so important in our wheel because it has three clear elements: buy better, operate smarter, and waste less. And if you look at buy better, and you see all the brands are exactly doing what we need to do on this, working with their own wheel, how they can improve their cost leverage and their cost position in all the respective markets. So Frans will tell much more about AMS and Copernic, how we use our platforms there. I will talk a bit more about Operate Smarter, because as you know, Delhaize Belgium has a transformation plan. We thought also for today to give you a short update where we are in the transformation plan. So, we have reduced our cost handicap as of now with 10% for our current population in store and by 13% for our new population in store. And as you can see, one of the main reasons was that the cost, let's say the negative cost for our business in Belgium was clearly disadvantageous for all our businesses. So with the transformation plan, we have been able to reduce the labor cost of our current workforce is 10% and new coming workforce coming in with 13%. So that's one of the reasons the team of Delhaize at that time launched it. The second one is to work on our store base, and mainly, of course, in first instance. So we have a leaner workforce in our stores. We have adapted the wage measures and benefits, and we completed the rollout of the new store organization in all our 128 company-operated stores, with the final wave of 30 stores, which started last month. We optimized our network, as you know. We have been closing one store and sold 9 stores to franchise, to affiliates. And we continue to work on improving our efficiencies in the Belgian market. That's why we are on track to deliver our 80 million, that was on the previous slide, sorry, on track for our 80 million savings in 2018. We're also simplifying our organization. You must have seen that we focus really on strengthening the Delhaize brand in Belgium. So we have been divesting Tom & Co, we have been divesting Red Market, and we're also focusing on the brand itself. So for instance, in the home delivery, Caddy Home, has now been replaced by Delhaize.be. So all are things which are necessary to get the team focusing on creating a strong Delhaize brand. To pursue our sales and market share, you will see a lot of things around commercial planning. A couple of things also to highlight here. Continue to work on improving our fruit and vegetables. We'll further develop our healthy concept, like the biological products, no gluten, extra products, so premium products, innovation. We'll make our promotion more impactful. And also with the merger of Delhaize and Ahold, of course, will also Delhaize Belgium will benefit of the skills and the capabilities we now bring together as a company. And last but not least, the category manager is going to work on resetting categories and to be sure with our suppliers around the Benelux, to also to make it even a stronger and a better position for our suppliers to invest in our relationship with Delhaize. We're starting with our 5 categories to revamp these categories, and we do as well in our own stores as in affiliate stores to see if we can get sales increases, which we are expecting between 1 and 2% at least for this category resets. The third element of our Save to Invest is about waste less. As you can see, also a couple of examples, but Jeff will highlight a lot more about all the Operate Smarter and the Save for our customers today. The next element in our wheel is invest in our customers. So we'll show you the wheel again. It's saving, drive same-store sales, invest in our customers, and fund growth in our key channels. Again, here are several elements which we would like to focus on. Affordable for all, best-owned brands, fresher and healthier, and most local and personal service. 4 elements where we believe strongly, taking into account the trends we've seen, where I started in the morning, what we need to invest and to continue to invest to be sure that we continue to be a number one retailer in the individual markets we operate. So, affordable for all, let's start with that. Every family in our trading areas should be able to do their weekly shopping with us, regardless of their income. That should be the aim of our company. You always can shop in an Albert Heijn store, a Food Lion store, a Delhaize store. And maybe different moments in the year that you can afford yourself. But the availability and the pricing, the competitive pricing we should have, should be able for every customer to shop in our stores. I would like to highlight here also another project which have been updated over the last couple of years. And we'll do that in the way of affordable for all. I'll use the example of Food Lion, easy, fresh, and affordable. It started in 2013 and consisted of a couple of major shifts to really become more customer-focused. As I said, Food Lion has a strong heritage. It will turn 60 years, maybe a young chap on our local brands, but still very vital and very strong to put their position in the markets. And they have been known always for good prices and affordability. And they lost it a bit. And they gain it back with the easy, fresh, and affordable strategy. So we continue to do our investments. And as you can see here, we started with conveniently located stores. We want to be easy to shop stores, part of our neighborhood, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not going through all the elements here because you won't read them in your deck. So, but what is important? We want to inform and to communicate to our customers about our attractive prices and promotions in order to strengthen and accelerate our price perception and the price, as a price leader. I want to be with easy, fresh, and affordable in the markets in the U.S. with Food Lion. And I show you some of the results. Exciting results, I can tell you, what you see also in this market. When they started with the testing in 2013, we rolled it out through most of our marketing. You can see now we just started to roll out in Charlotte with 142 stores, and we plan 160 stores for next year, where we started already the first remodeling of 29 stores currently already starting of the new release. So a lot of stores of the total. I think when you look at what has been done over the last couple of years, and of course, for me as an outsider in the beginning, following Food Lion over the last decade, whenever I was in the US, I must say I have a great respect to the team there, what they have been doing. Because in 2006, when I for the first time visited Food Lion, I was a little, okay, what are they gonna do with it? 2011, the same. But if I look today, what they have been doing to revamp the brand, to create excitement again, in convenient locations, close to the customer where they live, that's really an exciting story. And I must say, I'm impressed about the work and the belief the team has, the strong belief the belief has in their future of Food Lion. As you can see, the Charlotte DMA launches has also some new elements in it, so more attractive layout in produce, additional seafood focus, more focus on organics, more local and ethical, because also in the Carolinas you have different markets, and also looking again on how can we make it even a more productive store base. So the results are clear. If you look at these results, which you can show here, you see Wilmington 10% over the last 2 years of average weekly sales growth. We see Greenville, a very competitive market area, plus 3. We see Raleigh, started a year ago already, with an 8% increase. So good steps forward if you look at the results, and you also see that in specific areas. Think about Delhi Bakery, where they made big improvements of produce. Big improvements have been made by the team over there. And then we continue, because this is what it's all about. This is also what is for you all about. So Wilmington Raleigh, strong sales growth, and I mentioned already, but maybe to look at the second part. We continue to develop our network. Nearly 540 stores will be revamped next year. And when we do the 160, so 55% of sales will be done. We have shown 16 consecutive quarters of volume growth in Delhaize America. In Food Lion, but also in Delhaize America, by the way, I think. But 2.9% real growth for Delhaize America in quarter three. Because we have all seen deflation coming into our markets. But if you look at Delhaize America's growth in the real growth in the third quarter, 2.9%. That's really a good number in this current market, I can tell you. So we're happy to see and to show also our results with you about easy, fresh, and affordable. So the second element of our strategy, which is very important, is best-owned brands. Why best-owned brands? Because we have the biggest brands. We own the brands. We are the brand. And retail business starts with the brand. And it's not selling products, it's selling brands. We are a brand. Imagine if you think about Albert Heijn. With their business, at least 5 billion brand sales in the Netherlands. 5 billion. Do you know any brand of a manufacturer is doing 5 billion? No way. So that's the strength of our company. We sell our brands, the customers believe and trust our brands, and they are affordable, they're cheaper, and they have great quality. That's why own brands are so important. You see it also in our penetration. This is really one of the competitive edges we have. Look at the numbers here, astonishing numbers. 50% own brand penetration in Europe. Strong brand equities I just mentioned. 40% own brand penetration in the US, almost. As you remember, in 2011, when we did our Capital Markets Day in Zaandam, with not a lot of crowds as you are here today, because we had a lot of fog and you couldn't fly in, that's why we're here for you today in London, we announced at that time that we would do 40% of our own brands in 2016. And we are close to that. Because also in America, you see the movement of own brands, to believe in the brands, to believe in the quality and affordability of the brand. So, and think about other things we can do with, and clearly we'll see, 365, for instance, a brand of Delhaize Europe, who is using that around in Europe, in different of their brands. So let's take an example also when we look at Albert Heijn. So I mentioned already the 5 billion. We continue to improve our products, as you know. So, but I first wanted to highlight one other thing. That's Alpha Vita. Maybe have a look here at this slide. It's astonishing. The Greek market growing, by the way, over the last 2 years, quite a lot in a difficult economy, a proud brand, a fantastic position in the market, and delivering 26.4% of market share and only in fresh. So imagine 9 of the 10 customers satisfaction rating fresh on a 9 or 10. So it's really a high level of greatness in our business. And we know so much about fresh. We know so much because we have invested a lot in our supply chain. We have invested in working with our suppliers, with our growers around the globe. That's how important it is. Another one which I want to show quickly is, I think it was Albert Heijn, but it's now gone. I think if you look at Albert Heijn, that was on the previous slide, sorry. This one you can see how we work with our products, with our quality, with our improvements on an everyday basis on our quality, and I will highlight a bit more at a later stage. So fresher and healthier, zooming in on healthier, as you can see here also, reducing salt, reducing, improving the quality. You see here a nice example of Equilibrium Corner in Romania. So that's the third element of our business, which is very nice to show, fresher and healthier. And last not the least, as you can see, what we do to continue to reduce our salt, our sweetness into our products. And another example, a nice example of fresh and healthy, you can see, is Super Lunch for Kids. I think in the meantime, we had also one small video about our brands in the Netherlands. So maybe to tell a bit of story and to lighten up a bit today's nice day, and to tell a bit of story what we do as Albert Heijn on our own brands before we go in the last one, which is personal. Yeah?
We hebben bij Albert Heijn heel veel passie voor onze producten. Vele daarvan zijn natuurlijk al van een hele goede kwaliteit. Maar we ontwikkelen ook elk jaar heel veel nieuwe producten. We willen eigenlijk terug naar de oorsprong. Naar natuurlijke en pure smaken. Een beetje minder zout, een beetje minder suiker. Zo worden al onze producten elke dag beter. Het is heel leuk om te kijken hoe dat in zijn werk gaat.
Jullie maken de verse sap van Albert Heijn?
Dat klopt, ja, heel veel. Ongeveer 200.000 liter per week alleen voor Albert Heijn.
En waar maken jullie die sapjes eigenlijk van?
Wij maken sappen van allerhande fruit en groenten. Je ziet hier achter de sinaasappeltjes, maar het unieke van de sappen van Albert Heijn zijn is dat hij meer pers dan alleen sinaasappel. Het sap van Albert Heijn is beperkt houdbaar. We doen niks anders dan het koud houden en zorgen dat we de lekkerste fruit en groenten bij elkaar brengen tot een heerlijk sapje.
Hey Jos, je hebt iets nieuws.
De hamburger.
Hamburger? Maar die is toch niet nieuw?
Het is de vertrouwde hamburger, alleen compleet vernieuwd. Daar zaten hier ingrediënten in die we eigenlijk niet in willen. We hebben er zout uitgehaald, we hebben er suikers uitgehaald. Alle E-nummers hebben we eruit gehaald.
En heb je er ook nog wat aan toegevoegd?
We hebben nog wat extra vlees erin kunnen stoppen, omdat je toch wat andere producten eruit haalt.
Zie ik nou dat je een beetje emotioneel wordt?
Hij prikt wel in mijn ogen. I'm a hungry man. Deze is voor jou.
Dankjewel. Je kijkt er ook echt een beetje trots bij, Jos.
Ja, dat ben ik ook. Dat ben ik ook.
Jos, weet je wat het nadeel is van één hamburger?
Nou?
Ik wil er eigenlijk nog één.
Nou, dan ga ik gewoon nog een paar maken.
Mooie voorbeelden. Maar er wordt op nog veel meer plekken elke dag hard gewerkt om de beste producten bij ons op het schap te krijgen. En ik ben er trots op om dat samen met jullie te mogen doen. Het is hard werken en het is ook nooit af. Maar voor vandaag zit het er voor mij even op.
This is exactly what it's all about. And this was our story of the Netherlands, but I can have these stories of all our brands around the globe. Working on improving our quality, reducing salt and sugar, improving clean label, etc., etc. That's our our great efforts we can play as a company. And that's also the fun part, because if we can make our products even nicer, healthier, we can make a difference for our customers. And then I come to the fourth point. So supply chain and fresh, I talked about how important it is for us to know how good we are in understanding where the quality and our suppliers come from, where our products are coming from. But it's also local and personal. And local and personal are two elements in a way. On one hand, local is our local suppliers. We see a big trend also from a sustainability perspective, how we can be closer sourcing where the products are grown. But it also creates a relationship between our communities and the local farmers, as you can see on this slide. So great examples from our teams. And the other thing is personalized offerings. So that's the second example. Hanneke will tell much more about her about this in her presentation. But it's all about these trends we saw: saving money, saving time, and eating healthier. The three major trends we see around the world with all our customers, wherever you are. In emerging markets, in mature markets, that's what it's all about. So localness. So for instance, if you look at Food Lion here, a nice example, how they create with their local farms, the local products in the stores, and create also nice, great improvements of their business in North Carolina. And it will expand that to other Carolina, to the south of the Carolinas, and to other markets, because localness is just exactly what customers are waiting for. And personal, I made already the point about cards. Card penetration, 9.5 million Food Lion cards in the Food Lion area, 95% of sales, and 8.5 million cards in the Netherlands with Albert Heijn, more than 80% of our sales going through cards. This is really where you build your loyalty, but also you create your awareness, and with the data we get from our customers, are able also to help them shop easier and make their life even more convenient. So we go to the next one. Where are we investing in? First of all, so funding growth. If you look at the wheel, that's what it's all about, creating funding growth. The three elements where we invest in. We invest in supermarkets, in e-commerce, and in smaller formats. Clearly the area where we believe strongly we can benefit from, that we are the king of supermarkets. More than 90% of our business, growing online penetration on one hand, but at the same time, the core of our business is supermarkets. There is a history I mentioned already before of a long-standing history with our brands. If we look at the US and Europe, and this is maybe a good graph also for you to look at, how is the market? How strong is the market for supermarkets? This is really what it's all about. If you look at the US Deleuze market, 60% of the business is supermarkets in the industry of food. And we use our Nielsen numbers, as you can see. And discount is 15%. Even in the out-USA market, it's even 19%. And drug is 24%. So if you see around it, this is really the core where we have our business. This is not something. This is the biggest pie, piece of the pie. And I show this slide also with another reason, as you can imagine. There's a lot of stories around of discount in the world. So discounts have become stronger and stronger. But if you look at these numbers, the US is a discount market today. The largest discounter, by the way, of the world is in the US. That's Walmart. So if you look at discount, discount is everywhere. And we have been sustaining our model. Look at the Netherlands, where discount is now 20%. And when I started running Albert Heijn, it was not even 10. So 20%. And Albert Heijn grew from a 24% market share to a 35% market share. So are we not able to defend and to grow in markets where discount is coming? I'm sure, I hope you are convinced, we can. We are able, with the scale and the skill set we have around the globe, to make that work. So looking at supermarkets itself, another example of what we have been doing over the last years. And this is an example of our Ahold USA repositioning, our heading new northeast, as you know. We started in 2014, where we felt that our price positioning and our quality perception was not at the right track. And we wanted to move northeast. We wanted to move in the quadrant on the right corner, where you get quality and price perception on a good level. So improved service, better value, and improved quality. We started to launch in three key dimensions, as you know: fresher and healthier, building great local brands, and affordable for all. So the three elements are coming back also in this graph, as you see here. These were the steps we have been making currently already. And it are waves: a wave of value and a wave of quality investment. So this is a journey we're in, improving our EDL positioning, and at the same time, quality improvements we want to make into our stores. So successive waves of price, and at the same time, quality investments we do, mainly focusing on fresh. We also mentioned already before, worked on our own brand penetration. So look at these numbers. So if you look at our produce marketplace, which I come back, but if I look at your price, you've seen our EDLP price positioning in Carlisle and Landover, New York and New England has improved dramatically, 6 basis points up. And our price perception, if you look at the 2 years now and 2 years in a row, we continue to see it coming up on a higher level. We're not there. We're working hard to get it even on a higher level. But the improvements we have been making over the last 2 years, the fact that we were investing by our simplicity savings, investing back into our business by lowering our prices, our EDL prices, at the same time improving quality and service, has been paying out, as you can see on this slide. And at the same time, also our investment in quality are paying out. Look at what we do with our produce departments. We rolled them out to all our 750 stores now around Ahold USA with a continuous improvement of 4% ID sales growth and continued also in the second year when we cycled the year before. New bakery departments, even higher sales growth of more than 5%. Nature Promise, double-digit growth, and Daily and Grab and Go will start in the year to come. 160 stores will be deployed this year. And that's why we've seen progress of signs of improvement already during the 3 years, as you can see here, since 2014. And if you look at our Ahold food market volume share, over these 2 years has been growing by 90 basis points and 60 basis points in the total outlets. So clearly a commitment of driving our perception, but also performance in the markets in the US to a higher level. And our commitment is there to invest the simplicity savings back and continues on top of the synergy, because the synergy is something else, but the simplicity saving we derive to back into our business on a continuing basis. So this is who we are, and this is what we do every day. So this is the Ahold USA use of the safe to invest, drive safe store sales, and fund growth. A couple of the most important conclusions you will see on this slide. So a couple of other things about our great, great stores we have around the globe. And by the way, if you continue to see also what we do with our Safe to Invest program for next year, you see already a couple of the new initiatives we are launching already here today, where we work on center store experience and further improvement to our own brands in the US, in the Ahold USA business. So we go to a couple of other nice examples of great stores. Look at our Stop & Shop business in New York, Greater New York. We acquired, as you know, in 2015, the A&P stores. And if you look at the success, we're clearly the number two. Of course, ShopRite is the number one still there. We increased our market share in the New York market with 3.5%. Sales conversion of the stores, post-conversion, is on the same level now as the other New York stores. And the customer tracking has been improved also in this case. So you see, the way we have been expanding and investing in, for instance, this case, the A&P acquisition, is really paying out and is contributing to even become a stronger brand in the local market. Another nice example is Hannaford. Great, great, great brand in the north of the United States. See some numbers also here, how they are rewarded by our customers with high NPS scores. Recently, they opened a new innovative concept, the Bedford store, where they really bring health, fresh, and convenience together. Strong perception, as you can see also from the customers here. Look at the overall quality perception scores. They have 56 in produce, really high number. One of really the love brands, I would say, in our portfolio, when you can see how customers are reflecting to the brand proposition of Hannaford. And at the same time, with that mentality, but also with the closeness to the environment and the communities, a great player also with the associates in the local communities. And finally, a couple of examples around the globe in other markets, and I take two of them here, Southern and Central Europe. I mentioned already Greece, astonishing numbers of fresh perception, but also fresh market share. Really a number one in the Greek market. The same as an example for here in on the right side, as you can see, Mega Mars in Bucharest. What these guys have done over the last couple of years, you can see from 300 stores to 500 stores. And what I like most, they're really the number one supermarket player in Bucharest, Greater Bucharest now. What they did great is to invest in a network of thinking. So instead of only looking at the larger stores, the supermarkets, and building supermarkets, they networked the city. So they built smaller stores, and then they connect them with a bigger store. And that's how you danced, like Albert Heijn did in Amsterdam, a city. And then you create the ownership of the city, and on every corner of the street, you almost find a Mega Mars store, or a small one, or a big one. So that's where you own the market at the end of the day. You create a market of your own. And also the innovation and own brands development. Albert, on the other side, after a difficult period, increasing sales in their supermarkets with a 3% increase on year-to-date on supermarkets, so including old and new. So they remodel their stores, they create growth, and they create an opportunity also of further growth of the future. They create also an environment of success again in the Czech market. So supermarkets, 95% of our business. That's what we own. That's where we own the business. We do a lot more. As you can see here, e-commerce, bol.com, and Peapod. Hanneke will tell much more about it. We are so proud about where we are, what we have been doing over the last 5 years, was building the unique capabilities we had in a way, the gems of the beautiful of the diamonds we had in our business of Albert Heijn and Peapod. Rebuilding that, creating the relationship with our customers, owning the home delivery market in these markets. That's exactly what customers are waiting for from a convenience perspective and also from an easiness from shopping. And Bol, of course, is a great asset in the Benelux market, not only from the non-food perspective and general merchandise, but at the same time also an important opportunity for us to share, to create the knowledge and to build even stronger on a platform in the Benelux of food and non-food. So that's what it's all about. And I mentioned the other piece is about smaller formats. You see, customers, it's more and more single household, see further urbanization. So the fact that we know exactly how to run smaller store formats is clearly something we would like to use also going forward with the investment we do in funding growth. A bit more difficult maybe in the US how to build a smaller format, to create smaller formats. We're testing stores. Hannaford opened a 20,000 square feet store. We test a store in BeFresh. So how to create also the excitement in the US with smaller stores is still something we're working on, but we still believe these are areas of new growth and new opportunities in a changing environment of our customers where the demand is more convenience. So bringing me a bit to the end of my presentation today. So this was the business model. You have three elements left, the three promises. And only with the three promises of a better place to work, a better place to shop, and a better neighbor, we can make the circle around for our customers. That's what it is and what our customers feel every day. How we can deliver around the promises our business with the local brands, that's what success means, and that we will see back in Net Promoter Scores, in sales growth, in market share development. So a couple of examples quickly. Here you see an example of Albert Heijn on the Better Place to Shop. Here you see a couple of examples. So a couple of elements out of this. What Albert Heijn has been doing recently over the last 2 years, successfully repositioned in a way Albert Heijn again, local, what it should be. not only talking about value, but at the same time talking about innovation, making the right stores for the right place. So tailoring our stores, tailoring assortment. So for instance, fruit and veg is now tailored to all the individual markets. So the city store, of course, is a different market and has a different customer clientele than a large store in Purmerend, for instance, which you can see here, one of the pictures. So extra large, the urban and the rural stores. That's where we try to create difference and at the same time also answer the right offer for our customers. For instance, by the way, the Purmerend store is the most sustainable store of Europe today. There's a lot of things, of course, we can do on reusing our energy. And the nice thing of this store in Purmerend is that we give energy back to the community. So we are heating the stores of our neighbors now. And that's unique, I can tell you, with all the coolers and all the heating we need in our stores. So we are able now to give energy back to neighbors. A second element, what the team has done very well, is to create again innovation. I said in the beginning, one of the big trends which you see is that the middle starts to be more difficult to differentiate yourself in the traditional brands or the traditional products. So Albert Heijn is able to innovate even faster than ever before. One of the successes of Albert Heijn today is that they can innovate a product to shelf, so from the supplier to the shelf, in 12 weeks. So Albert Heijn to go is bringing in 12 weeks of product to the shelf, innovation. And that's why you saw this nice video also, how we built quickly innovation on the shelf. And at the same time, all the innovation around health again, and also affordability. I mentioned pride, own brands, because the own brands should be one of the success foundations of our stores. And clearly they have reinvented their own brands and building on their own brands also. So what you can see also is the comparable sales growth of the Netherlands excluding bol.com. And you can see over the last seven quarters, continuously identical sales growth, comparable sales growth in the Netherlands, which is in a market which is, Albert Heijn has a strong position, I think a big compliment for our team. And one last piece on it, it's a journey of our store with the community, and that's what we call everybody happy. Everybody happy. So it creates that alignment with our customers, and it makes all the commercials as well viral, as well on television, much more natural. And it gives the real stories about our staff, about our customers and our suppliers. So that's about every day a better place to shop, every day a better place to work. All our employees around the globe, the values. It's as important also for us to be inclusive with our staff. See successes and simple successes, what you can see here, 83% participation in global engagement surveys. Even in a period of integration, people are proud to work for our company and still believe in the deliveries we have. So that's about a better place to work, a good employer, providing a fair pay and a great working environment. Last but not least is at the end of the day, our role in society, the sustainable retailing, so what we call being a better neighbor. And at the same time, as important as all the other elements. We know, mentioned also in the trends, how our customers are looking on our behavior and our sustainability agenda. And we have taken, and we'll come back later in 2017 with clear KPIs on sustainability. But as you can see here, we have three major elements already which we have been clear on. Promote healthier eating, reduce food waste, and create a healthy and inclusive workplace. These are the areas we would like to excel. There are a lot of things which you need to do in a sustainable world, but these things we really want to excel. And we should pursue our efforts we continue to do on climate impact, social development, of course, product integrity, safety at work, but these three things are really the important areas. And that's why we're proud of to be in the Dow Jones Sustainability Index as one of the leaders in retail. So with a score of 79 out of the industry score of average of 84, really well above the average in the industry. I will continue to work on that. So our Better Together strategy wraps up for me today. creates really a strong commitment from our organization to deliver to everyone, our customers, our associates, our shareholders, our communities, a strategy which clearly delivers the results which we are expecting to deliver as a company. And that's sales growth, measuring ourselves on market share development, improving our positioning, our net promoter scores, but also our management team, on one hand, is of course at the same time also related to the KPIs. So besides KPIs as market share and net promoter score, you can see our short-term incentive plan is based on underlying operating margins, sales growth, and operating cash flow, and individual KPIs, as you can see with the measurement 30, 30, 30, and 10. And at the same time, a long-term incentive, which is built on return on capital. Jeff will come back on that. Relative TSR, our position in the versus the competition, and sustainable retailing. Three elements which are important also for us to be measured on for our future success as a leadership team and as an organization. So with that, I would say there's only one slide left, well, a couple of slides left, but one slide is left. This is what we believe, our strategy, and I hope you're convinced today that Better Together is really more than two companies coming together. Better Together is creating on a purpose. We clearly believe that we have an important edge in the industry with our supermarkets. We are supermarket experts in the world, and we know how to manage the environment around us, as well in e-commerce, in building our own skill set, and at the same time fighting back to whatever others are coming into the industry, and to be sure that we know our answers to that. This is our summary. I was very pleased to tell you the story today. I think it's exciting for us, at least, as a leadership. It's exciting for our organization. And it's a fantastic moment to share that to you, but also to the outside world. Because this is what really Ahold Delhaize brings. Together, we build great local brands, bringing fresh inspiration every day. And it was also cautionary notice, but that's only one slide. So for you, maybe 5 minutes the time for Q&A. I will come back at 12 o'clock for the full Q&A. So for clarification, is there anything you would ask now? Otherwise, we'll leave it till 12, and I hand it over to Hanneke.
Yes, hello. Hello, François Halkenry from Morgan Stanley. I have a quick clarification question on the Ahold US business in general. So you've mentioned the areas where you've been outperforming and also the performance on the market share. Arguably, you had a bit of a benefit in the greater New York region from A&P's bankruptcy, yep, which will be cycled in Q4. If you look at the business outside of the greater New York area, you know, where are the areas where you're underperforming and where do you think you can do better? And then coming back to the greater New York area, what's your outlook and strategy specifically for 2017?
Good question. Of course, when you look at the market share gains over this year, clearly we benefited from the New York. So this year clearly is beneficial, mostly coming from the New York, greater New York market. We are gaining back share in New England. So there we had been under trouble. And I think we see the team now picking up again. So we're very pleased with that. Carlisle was cycling a very good year this year, so a bit under pressure. And Landover, on its own, continued to grow, but with the competitive openings, market share gains are limited because still new stores are opening and we're not opening stores. For 2017, of course, the fourth quarter, you will see impact of the cycling in New York. We haven't given any number on that because we didn't close the fourth quarter, so we'll show you what the impact will be when we have the year-end numbers. For next year, everything should be equal again. We continue to focus on developing our strategy over there, and as I showed you in the slide, I also gave you some examples of continued investments we're going to do in our total market of the old Ahold USA.
Okay, one more before we move on. Andrew?
So it's Andrew Green from Exane. For an easy one then. Convenience in the US. You obviously have a lot of convenience in Europe. When do you think convenience in the US will be an important part of the business? Or can it ever be an important part of the
Sorry,
business?
I didn't follow your question completely.
The convenience business.
Oh, convenience,
in the US.
Yeah. No, I made a point myself, because if there's one area where we have a very good position in convenience is in Europe. And we know a lot. We are leading in most of our markets in the convenience offering, in the stores, in the concept development. We have been testing now BeFresh. We have been testing Hannaford to the smaller format. We also have Hannaford to go, by the way, which is an online format, so also convenient. I think we haven't found really the solution for the US market till now. We're still developing ourselves on the convenience side. And it's an enormous opportunity, to my opinion, certainly with the knowledge we have from here in this market, in the European market, where we know how to do convenience. Almost a small supermarket in the Netherlands or Belgium should be a convenience store in the US. So we need to find and to crack the nut in a way.
Just to follow up, what's going wrong? So what are you missing?
I think what is the big advantage we have in Europe is logistics. Our logistics systems in Europe are on the spot, 24 hour, every 12 to 14 hours you can order, you get your delivery, and the supply chain is really made on convenience products. So I think that's really a difference with the US. So the US is still a lot of ready-made, by factories, going to the stores, you need to deliver. So the logistics is the biggest advantage we have in Europe.
Okay, thank you very much. More to come, obviously. Hanneke, the floor is yours.